So we are.
Just a moment, get us off mute. And so Mr. Abrams was there, and I'm texting him again to tell him we're on now, actually.
Okay.
So.
Okay, fair enough. All right, and if you want to admit the member of the media, I can explain that as well.
And let her know that the matter she's on is.
Yeah, all right. Yes, do we have Ms. Holly Delamuth with us?
Yes, Holly Delamuth with Herald and News.
Very good.
Now joining.
Very good. Well, welcome to this meeting. We're in the executive session of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. So as a member of the media, you are allowed to attend this session. You are not allowed to report on anything that you hear, but you are able to attend. It's my understanding that the matter that you are waiting on is at the end of our agenda, so it might be some time before we get to that, but you are welcome to remain on the line and observe as long as you like. That's a difficult to say because we have a number of matters in front of you, in front of that one, I should say, and it depends entirely upon how many folks participate for those matters and how long the discussion goes. So it's really difficult to say.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, and do we have? Looks like we have our roster of commissioners all back and ready to go. So. All right, well, with that, let's proceed on to the next matter, number 35, John Abrams. And is Mr. Abrams joining us?
I have not heard from Mr. Abrams. I did reach out to him and request a phone number to contact him at. I also provided
John Abrams.
He is now joining.
Oh.
And there he is.
Yes, do we have John Abrams on the line?
Yes,
Mr. Abrams, thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name is Nathan Sosa, and I am chair of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. This is the time for your matter to be heard. So how this is going to go is we're going to have the staff investigator speak first and provide us with her report. We may have some questions for her. Then after that, you'll have an opportunity to add anything that you would like to say. We may have some questions for you. And then the commissioners will deliberate, and we will arrive at a decision. I do want to let you know that this decision we're reaching today is simply whether to move forward with a full investigation. We're not making any sort of determination as to whether or not there's been any sort of violations, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right, with that, a staff report, please.
Thank you, Chair Sosa. I'm having an awful hard time hearing. There's a lot. I think someone might be on another phone call.
Okay, yeah, we can, for anybody who is not speaking, if you could go ahead and mute yourself, that would be appreciated. Okay.
Right. Thank you very much. Chair and Commissioner, this is the matter of John Abrams, 20-014 ELC, item 35 at page 173 in your meeting book. Mr. Abrams is a member of the Yamhill County Planning Commission. The complaint filed by a citizen of Yamhill County alleged that Mr. Abrams could use his position for financial gain and that he failed to properly disclose the conflict of interest in voting to approve a site design review for a marijuana and hemp processing facility located in Yamhill County. Based on his relationship with a local water company and a relationship with an employee of a local electric contractor, it appears there is not cause to believe that one or more violations of the Oregon government ethics law may have occurred. Reported in your meeting book with a recommendation to dismiss this complaint. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kristen. Any questions for staff from commissioners? Okay. All right. With that, Mr. Abrams, if there's anything you would like to say, now is the time. Do we need to unmute him?
Mr. Abrams, I think
he's going to
be here.
Hold on just a second, Mr. Abrams.
I can't from here. He has
okay, to. Mr. Abrams, is there anything you'd like to say? If you go ahead and unmute yourself. Okay.
Maybe he just wanted to listen.
All right.
No.
Mr. Abrams, I'll give you another few seconds here if there's anything you'd like to say. If not, we will go ahead and proceed. Yeah, you would need to unmute yourself.
Okay. I'm sure he's still there.
Okay. Well, If he reconnects at some point and wants to add anything, that's fine. But for now, let's move along. For any commissioners, is there anything that you would like to say or any questions that you have? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion. You will need to unmute yourselves because it looks like.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt staff recommendation on the matter of John Abrams.
Okay. Commissioner Burke, thank you for your motion. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, let's go through here. We'll unmute all the commissioners, and then we can have a roll call vote. All right. Make sure we get Commissioner Mason there as well.
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Mason, looks like you need to unmute yourself. And so let's proceed then if there's no discussion. The motion is to adopt the recommendation to dismiss the complaint. And let's proceed with a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Commissioner Fiskum, are you with us? Okay. No. See Commissioner Fiskum there? Okay. Let's proceed.
Fiskum votes aye.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Keene.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Sorkun.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr. What?
He's on mute.
He's on mute.
Commissioner Starr.
He said aye.
Yeah.
He just lips.
Okay.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. For the next item, Dave Jacobs, do we have Mr. Jacobs going to be attending?
The attorney for this group is
now exiting.
Yeah. That's that 4455 number. His name is Mark Sandry.
Just give it a moment.
All right, good morning. Is this Mr. Sandry?
Mark Sandry.
It is.
I'm on behalf of the Mid-Columbia Fire and Rescue District.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we had. Okay. All right, very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name is Nathan Sosa. I'm chair of the Ethics Commission. And so this is the time for the Dave Jacobs matter. And I understand that you're counsel for Mr. Jacobs. So what we're going to do is we will proceed with our staff report. And we may have some questions for the staff investigator. And then we'll turn it over to you if there's anything you would like to add. We may have some questions for you, and then there will be some deliberation amongst the commissioners, and we will decide whether to proceed with a full investigation or not. Okay?
Excellent. And Nathan, just so I'm clear here, who else do we have with you? I'm trying to get an idea how many people I'm talking to.
Well, we have all the commission members. We have our counsel, our legal counsel from the DOJ, and we have the staff members here from the commission, and I believe we have a member of the media on the line as well.
Excellent. And
just out of curiosity,
who is it from the media, or what media organization?
Holly Delamuth. She's from the Klamath County Herald News.
From the Klamath County Herald News. I don't believe that she's here on your matter, though.
Yep, perfect. All right, appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, with that, staff report, please.
Chair Sosa, Commissioner Susan Myers. Actually, items 36 to 41 are all preliminary review reports for the current and one former members of the Mid-Columbia Fire and Rescue Board of Directors. All six of the board members are represented by Attorney Mark Sandry, who is present by phone. And with the commission's permission, I'll address all of the reports together. First, I need to point out that after the reports were prepared, we received signed declarations from three of the respondents, and those are in your books. Last week, after the meeting books were sent to you, we received declarations from Attorney Tom Peachy and the three remaining respondents, and those declarations were emailed to you earlier this week. These cases involve several executive sessions held by the board last summer and an underlying dispute between the Fire District Board and its union regarding the use of a logo. The complaint alleged that the board may have made final decisions while in executive session in violation of ORS 192660, subsection 6, to bring suit against the union. In June, August, and September, the board did hold executive sessions under subsection H to confer with counsel on litigation. The board did not go back into public session to take any formal action. In June, the board the district issued a cease and desist letter, and in September, the district filed a civil suit. This past January, the district issued a press release in which it stated that the decision to bring an action to enforce the district's right to a service mark was made by the board upon advice of counsel. On February 13th of this year, the board held an executive session under subsection H, and when they returned to public session, the board did vote to resolve the litigation through a settlement. The responses assert that there was no decision to bring suit by the board in executive session or otherwise, and that the press release was inartfully phrased. They claim that instead the decisions were made by Fire Chief Palmer. The reports that are in your meeting books recommend that this matter be moved to investigation so that we can review executive session minutes and conduct interviews with the respondents. Mr. Sandry did provide us with copies of the minutes for the executive session meetings, but this did not happen until after the preliminary review period was over, so we have been unable to review those minutes or the declarations provided to us during the past week. Therefore, we are recommending that this matter be moved to investigation so that we can make those reviews.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Myers. Any questions from commissioners for staff? Seeing none, Mr. Zandri, this would be your opportunity to speak if there's anything you'd like to add.
Yeah, I guess I just add a couple things. Most of my response, I suppose, is going to be procedural as opposed to substantive. I think the letter that I prepared on February 21, which I imagine maybe in your book, it outlines things pretty well, and I think all that is essentially supplemented by the declarations that we provided in the last couple weeks from board members along with Tom Beachy, who the corporate counsel who was managing the matter back in the summer of last year, and the minutes, the executive minutes, I don't believe I approved those with the February 21 submission, but those have been provided, and they very briefly kind of outlined what was discussed in the executive session. And then I think that's expanded upon a little bit, both in my February 21 submission and in the declarations that were have been provided to you folks in the last couple of weeks. And essentially, the position of the board members is that there was not a quote unquote decision made by the board to proceed with this matter concerning the union's logo. Rather, it was something that the chief executive, Fire District Chief Palmer, had determined, made a series of decisions in his executive authority to beginning to kind of investigate the union's use of the logo and then eventually send a cease and desist letter, and then eventually file suit. And within these executive sessions, which I think you'll see from the looking at the executive session minutes, and then in conjunction with the declaration, is that what happened in those executive sessions is that the chief, honored by the council, presented to the board what was going on with the logo, as opposed to, what should I do? It was more along the lines of, here's what I've done, here's what's going on, and here's what we can I decided to do to protect the district's intellectual property. And then, moving forward to the press release in, I think it was in late January of this year, that was prepared by Mr. Peachy soon after a public board meeting in late January, where the press had some questions about the lawsuit, about the litigation, where things were, and I don't know. Prepared in haste, but it was prepared rather quickly, and as we've outlined, it was an artfully phrased to say that the board made this decision when all the evidence and the declarations made clear that that is not actually what happened. It was the chief executive who made that decision.
Okay. Mr. Zandri, thank you so much for your input. And do commissioners have any questions for counsel? Yes, Commissioner Keene.
Yes, I have a question. Mr. Landry, is it?
Zandri.
Zandri, but everyone calls him Zandri, so I'm saying
Zandri.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Is it your view that the CEO or chief operating officer has the discretion to act differently than the board of directs?
Well, no, I mean, our position is that based upon Oregon law, which we've outlined in our submission, and the employment contract that the board has with its chief, that this is something that's within the chief's discretion to take these steps. And it's, in advising the board in these meetings that he did over the summer of 2019, if the board wanted to take a different direction, or wanted to, to put this, matter to a vote, perhaps it could have, but, it's our position that the chief advised the board what he was doing, and if the board had any questions or issues with that, they could take that up with him. They discussed that, but it was never a situation where the board, either approved this or disapproved of it. It was more of an advisory consent role.
So they needed to consent. They were. He wasn't seeking the advice of the board, right? His duties and power comes from the board, right?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Along with Oregon law and the employment contract, it's outlined his responsibilities, and he took this issue to the board and told them what the steps that he had already taken with respect to the investigation into this issue and the cease and desist letter, and then told them that a lawsuit had been prepared upon the advice of counsel to protect the district's intellectual property, and then advised them when the lawsuit had been filed, and just to make sure they were in the loop as to what actions he was taking. So he didn't seek their approval.
The lawsuit had already been filed when he informed the board of the lawsuit?
If I can, I'd like to take a look at the minutes real quick here, so I have the timeline correct. One moment. In the August meeting, the board Chief Palmer and the board discussed that council was working on drafting an injunction to get the union to stop using their version of service mark and that the next option would be to file a lawsuit, and that during the next meeting in September, the lawsuit had been filed.
Before the board allegedly voted?
The board never voted.
The board never voted.
Right, but before the subject of this complaint is that the board took, in executive session. That executive session happened prior to the lawsuit being filed or afterwards?
There were executive sessions held kind of throughout the discussion of this matter, from the cease and desist letter that was sent in June to reporting in August that the lawsuit was being prepared, and to the meeting in September when the lawsuit had been filed. At no point was a vote taken by the board to approve this, either in executive or public session.
Thank you. And I guess I would turn to our investigator and just ask for a little clarification. Is the executive session at the issue here, was it prior to the lawsuit being filed or afterwards?
The complaint alleged that there may have been votes taken in the June meeting, July, August, and September. In the June meeting, and I have not seen the executive session minutes, but in June there was a cease and desist letter sent. The July meeting did not have anything to do with the litigation according to the agenda. And then, again, there was a meeting in August. In September, the suit was filed. And there was a September meeting that I believe occurred after the suit got filed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Keene. Any other questions from commissioners? All right. Seeing none, we'll move to deliberations then amongst the commissioners. Does anyone have any comments? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion. Looks like all our commissioners are muted. So if any commissioner wants to make a motion on this, you need to unmute yourself. Yeah, I believe she said she hasn't had an opportunity to review them prior to close of it. Yeah, so she does have them.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure that you guys have them. If you don't, I'd be a little concerned,
sure.
I'd be happy to forward them to you if you have all of them.
Yeah, we do have them. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Chair Sosa?
Yes.
Chair Sosa?
Commissioner Keene, go ahead.
I move to adopt the recommendation of staff to move forward
with a full investigation. All right, so moved. Any discussion on the motion? All right, seeing none, Monica,
Chair,
if we could.
Chair Sosa?
Oh, yes,
Sosa,
Mr. Fiskum.
This is Mr. Fiskum. Mr. Keene, are you willing to provide for our benefit or rationale for your motion? Why you're making such a motion, which I don't necessarily disagree with. I think we have some uncertainty, at least I sense some uncertainty at the moment about whether there was actually a decision made in an executive session or whether there were reports made in such a session with no decision. So I'm trying to understand, if you don't mind, the rationale for your motion.
Sure. I'd be glad to talk a little about my motion. I feel like there are not enough facts here to decide whether or not a final decision was made in an executive session. I would be interested in hearing what the transcripts or tapes of the executive session were. I know that in some cases it does not take a board action to file a lawsuit, and in other cases it does. So I think that's what I'm interested in. I don't know that the answer is going to be found in the employment contract of the chief, but it might be if he has sole authority about whether or not to file actions. So I would want the investigator to look a little bit more into those details.
Thank you, Commissioner Chair Sosa. I'm sympathetic in at least one sense to the motion, because we have some uncertainty about what actually happened or what didn't happen, and resolving that uncertainty may require moving to an investigation. On one point, we have assurances from those who testified before us that no decisions actually were made inappropriately in an executive session. On the other hand, we have our investigator who expresses a need for more information. For me, that carries the day.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any other discussion on the motion?
Chair Sosa, I don't know if it's appropriate for
me
to say anything.
Yeah, sir, we're at the point of deliberation amongst the commissioners, so no, sir, unless you're asked a direct question. But thank you.
Okay.
So,
I was going to say, there are no recordings of the executive session meetings, audio recordings, that's my only
thing. Yeah, fair enough. Thank you, sir. All right. So, seeing no further requests for discussion from the commissioners, we can proceed with a roll call vote on Commissioner Keene's motion to move to full investigation.
On number 36.
On number 36.
Commissioner Burke.
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day? Lucy, come on. Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr? Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Now, the next, all the remaining items here for the next few is the same matter. So, item 37, I take it they're all the same, Ms. Myers?
All of them, with the exception of items 40 and 41. Mr. Ashmore, item 41, he was only at the June meeting. He resigned from the board at the end of June. And then Ms. Bailey, item 40, she took his position, so she was at the July, August, and September meetings.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, with that then, on item 37, unless there's any additional things that commissioners want to say in regard to these next few items, since they're all the same matter, I will entertain a motion on item 37.
Ms. Staff, recommendation.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Keene. So moved. Unless there's discussion, roll call vote.
Commissioner Starr. Commissioner Burke.
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Keene.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon.
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Item 38. Unless there's discussion, I'll entertain a motion. All right.
Move staff recommendation.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner King. So moved. Unless there's discussion, roll call vote.
Fisher Sortoon.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr? Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Item 39, I will entertain a motion.
Move staff recommendation.
Thank you, Commissioner Keene. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye. Did I say aye?
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye. Sorry.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Item 40, I will entertain a motion.
Commissioner
Sortoon,
staff recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Sortoon. Thank you. Okay, unless there's discussion, roll.
Who made the motion?
Sortoon.
Sortoon.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr? There's glare. I can't see the screen. Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right, and the final one in this set is item 41, Tom Ashmore. I'll entertain a motion.
Commissioner
Sortoon,
move to adopt staff recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Keene.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr. Commissioner Burke.
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa, Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right, Mr. Zandri, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. We do appreciate your input, and staff will be in touch with you.
Also, appreciate your time this morning, guys. Stay safe, and I'll be on the lookout for some documents I'm having to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.